Throughout history, remarkable men and women have left behind ideas capable of changing the course of a life. In each episode, we'll explore one section of a timeless book, uncovering the enduring wisdom, practical lessons, and powerful stories that continue to shape thoughtful lives today. These are more than book summaries. They are an invitation to join great dialogue that has connected generations of readers, leaders, and lifelong learners. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Dialogue on Dialogue. Welcome back to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In this new series, I'm exploring the classic Meditations by the Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius. Now, as a non-philosopher who's always been, let's say, Stoic curious, I'm trying to take this classic text and pull out some of the important themes that I can use in a modern context. This is book one. So book one surprised me because this is not how I would expect one of the foundational works of Stoic philosophy to begin. Marcus didn't start by explaining what Stoicism is or was or whatever, or offering some grand theory about the meaning of life. Instead, he starts by saying, thank you. Almost the entire first book, Marcus goes through the people who influenced his life and identifies what he learned from each of them. He talks about family members, teachers, friends, mentors who helped shape his character. From his grandfather, he learned good morals and how to control his temper. From others, he learned modesty, discipline, generosity, simplicity, and how to treat people with respect. He spends considerable time on his adopted father, the Emperor Antoninus Pius, whom he admired for his steadiness, willingness to listen, his commitment to doing the work that needed to be done, and ability to enjoy the comforts of life without becoming dependent on them. Marcus also goes through his teachers, one by one. From them, he learned how to think seriously, accept criticism, avoid wasting time on trivial things, and most importantly, on how to live according to principles rather than simply talking about living according to principles. Finally, he expresses gratitude to the gods for the circumstances that he's in and the people placed in his life. He is thankful for the opportunities he received, for avoiding temptations that might have led him in other directions, and even for some of the challenges that he faced. So when I finished book one, there were really three big lessons that stood out to me. The first is that none of us are self-made. We like to think of the idea of the self-made person. It fits nicely with our idea of independence, hard work, and individual achievement. But Marcus Aurelius begins his book by essentially rejecting this idea. Before telling us about himself, he tells us about everyone else. Whatever good qualities he sees in himself, he can trace many of them back to somebody who showed him what those qualities looked like. And I think that's worth remembering. Our character is shaped by our parents, teachers, friends, colleagues, mentors, and even authors who lived centuries before us. Some deliberately teach us, others teach us simply through the example of how they live. We really do stand on the shoulders of giants. Some of those giants are famous philosophers whose names have survived for thousands of years. But most are just ordinary people whose influence continues through the people that they helped shape. The second lesson is to look for the virtue in other people. There's something interesting about the way that Marcus Aurelius describes the people in his life. He deliberately looks for what is admirable in them. We're usually pretty good at finding faults. Spend enough time with anyone and you will discover something about them that annoys you. Aurelius certainly knew imperfect people. He lived in the middle of Roman imperial politics. I'm sure he had plenty of material that he wanted to write about in terms of people's shortcomings, but that's not what he does. Instead, he seems to ask, what does this person possess that's worth learning? Maybe someone isn't particularly patient, but they're incredibly generous. Someone else might be difficult, but have an extraordinary work ethic. You may disagree with another person on all sorts of things, but while still recognizing their courage, discipline, honesty, or kindness in them. Marcus Aurelius seems to be collecting virtues from people around him. I like that idea. We don't need to find one perfect person and model our entire lives after them. We can take the patience from one, the courage from another, the discipline from someone else, and kindness from yet another. We can build our own character by paying attention to good character wherever we find it. And that brings me to the third lesson. Gratitude requires humility. There's something remarkable about the most powerful man in the Roman Empire beginning his private reflections by giving credit to other people. Aurelius was emperor. Armies moved at his command. His image appeared on Roman coins. If anyone had reason to develop an inflated sense of importance, it was Marcus Aurelius. Yet he begins with gratitude. He recognizes that much of the good in him comes from somewhere else. That doesn't mean he avoids responsibility for his own character. In fact, Stoicism places enormous responsibility on the individual. But Marcus Aurelius seems to understand that personal responsibility and gratitude are not opposites. We are responsible for what we do with what we've been given, while remaining grateful for the people who helped give it to us. And Marcus even extends that gratitude to people and circumstances that challenged him in life. That's important because not everyone or everything that helps shape us makes our lives easier. Sometimes difficult people force us to develop patience, to see things differently. Failure can teach us humility. Criticism can force us to improve. So there's a simple exercise that I think comes naturally out of book one. Write your own version of Marcus Aurelius' lists. Think about the people who shaped you and identify the quality each one taught you. Maybe it was discipline, generosity, courage, patience, curiosity, or simply showing up every day and doing the work that needed to be done. And there's one final thought that follows from that exercise. Someday, who knows, we may appear on someone else's list. The way we live becomes part of the education of the people around us, whether we intend it or not. That may be the perfect way for Marcus Aurelius to begin meditations. Before he starts examining how he should live, he remembers the people who showed him how. Book one reminds us to look backward with gratitude. Look around for examples worth following, and then try to become the kind of example ourselves. So remember, the lessons are older than we are, and they are just as relevant today.